Isherwood Body and Fender's new 19,200 square feet shop is open for business. Owner Ryan Isherwood said, after about a 9-month construction period, his brand new state-of-the-art collision repair facility opened at 4970 Polkey Road on July 9 after the offices, tools, machines and inventory were moved from the old location on Boys Road. The new advanced shop features cutting-edge technology, expanded service bays, and a customer-centric design that are all aimed at delivering unparalleled quality and efficiency. A fire gutted half of Isherwood's old shop on Boys Road in January, but Isherwood and his 16 staff members continued working there in the undamaged section until the new shop was completed. He said opening such an updated and modern collision repair facility has always been a dream of his, and work was underway to design it even before the fire. That lit a fire under us to hurry up and get the new facility completed, Isherwood said with a smile. We're quite pleased with the building and our customers are finding us in our new location. We're not having too many hiccups so far, and our wait times should be shorter in our new shop. Following several months of negotiations and with the support of a mediator from the Labor Relations Board, the municipality of North Cowichan and CUPE Local 358 have successfully ratified a new 3-year collective agreement. The agreement includes enhancements to extended health benefits, long-term disability coverage, and a general wage increase of 5% in each of the 3 years. This agreement not only brings continued stability for the municipality and CUPE Local 358, but also reinforces our shared commitment to delivering high-quality service to the community, said Mayor Rob Douglas. I want to thank our staff and union representatives for their dedication and continued efforts to work through a challenging round of negotiations. The agreement covers municipal workers who provide a wide range of critical public services, including roads and drainage, utilities, recreation, engineering, planning, administration, and bylaw compliance. North Cowichan's paid on-call firefighters, also represented by CUPE Local 358, are expected to begin bargaining their collective agreement later this year or in early 2026. This was a particularly challenging round of negotiations, but we're pleased to have reached an agreement that reflects the value of the services workers provide, said CUPE Local 358 President Kirsten Boyden. We look forward to continuing to work with the district to provide the quality public services residents and businesses count on. Duncan's White Spot Restaurant will be one of 51 White Spot locations in BC that will be participating in the annual Pirate Pock Day on August 13. For one day only, diners of all ages are invited to immerse themselves in the restaurant's cherished dining tradition, while supporting the incredible work of the Zion's Ranch for Children. On August 13, guests young and old can enjoy their meal in the famous 100% recyclable and compostable paper boat, knowing that $2 from every Pirate Pock sale goes directly to BC-based charity, Zion's Ranch, an organization dedicated to providing children and young adults with serious medical conditions and or physical and mental disabilities unforgettable summer camp experiences. Served in the famous Buccaneers boat, each Pirate Pock includes a limited selection of burgers and classic entrees, fresh local fries, creamy coleslaw, premium rich ice cream, and the treasured gold coin. Both our White Spot employees and our guests love the Pirate Pock Day experience, says White Spot President Trent Carroll. It brings to life our passion for family experiences and giving back to the community, and we are extremely proud and excited to be able to provide families and young kids the opportunity to participate in an amazing program at Zion's Ranch. It is what makes it all meaningful and fun. Members of the Duncan Cowichan Chamber of Commerce will be heading out to Lake Cowichan for 2 outdoor events in August. On August 6, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., Chamber members will join with Pristine Paddleboard Adventures for some fun on paddleboards on Cowichan Lake. Join us at Gordon Bay Provincial Park for a relaxed paddleboarding session with Pristine Paddleboard Adventures, followed by a casual lakeside picnic, the Chamber said. Member discounts are available. The adventure is perfect for soaking up the summer. You can book directly through Pristine Paddleboard Adventures and complete the required waivers for the event at www.pristinepaddleboard.com/rentals. Once you've booked, let us know at admin@duncancc.bc.ca, the Chamber said. On August 11, starting at 12:30 p.m., Chamber members will join up with the Tube Shack in Lake Cowichan for a fun and leisurely tube ride down the Cowichan River, and then regroup afterwards for food and drinks at Jake's at the lake. Expect about 2 to 3 hours of easygoing adventure, drifting along the Cowichan River before wrapping up at Little Beach, where the shuttle will take us back to town, the Chamber said. Book your rental and complete your waiver on the Tube Shack's website. Once you're booked, send us a quick email at admin@duncancc.bc.ca to let us know you're joining the float and whether you'll be sticking around for some well-deserved food and drinks at Jake's at the lake afterward. Windsor Plywood and Double Black Construction are working together to create a state-of-the-art building products retail location in Ganges on Salt Spring Island. Windsor Plywood Salt Spring is an award-winning building supply company. The Salt Spring store stands out from other Windsor Plywood locations by offering a full complement of building supply materials to complete any building project, whether it's a renovation, new home, or chicken coop. It is independently and locally owned on Salt Spring Island and part of a 60-location family-owned BC organization that first opened in 1969. On June 1, 2021, Windsor Plywood Salt Spring lost their retail store overnight to a fire and has since been operating out of a 4,500-square-foot event tent. The construction of the new structure has attracted a lot of excitement, support, and pride within the Salt Spring community. Jess Harkema, assistant manager and co-owner of Windsor Plywood Salt Spring, said the day of the fire is one she'll always remember. "Fire destroyed our building, and we've worked tirelessly to serve our clients the best way possible until a new facility could be built," she said. "We've managed to keep the operation running, using creative solutions like temporary tents, sea cans, and office trailers. It'll be a relief to finally have our dream facility, precisely designed to meet the needs of all our customers." The Cowichan Valley Intercultural and Immigrant Aid Society has announced the upcoming launch of a Duncan-based local immigration partnership. The LIP is a roundtable with a range of working groups focused on topics like housing, healthcare, Indigenous newcomer relations, employment, and anti-racism, unified by the goal of systematically welcoming newcomers and improving integration in the Cowichan Valley. The LIP, which is funded by Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada, is a planning table that includes community agencies and institutions representing local government, settlement agencies, and other nonprofits, education, business, recreation and culture, policing, libraries, volunteerism, and other relevant topics. The CIS is inviting any agency interested in participating in the work of the LIP to contact Amanda Vance, Executive Director of the CIS, at amanda@cis-ifts.org. "The CIS is really excited to convene our partners to discuss how we can build on our strengths to make Cowichan an even more welcoming community," Vance said. "We look forward to working with all parties to develop a community plan, action plan, surveys, and related training and events to support our mission."